Hello, my name is David Covington, and if you're listening for the first time, I'd like to say welcome, and I'd like to open up with prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, you are our King. We exalt you, dear God, for what you have done in our life and what you are going to do. Dear God, I pray that you'll just continue to touch our lives, that you'll just use us, dear God, to be mighty vessels for your kingdom, dear Lord. I ask that you strengthen each and every spiritual gift that you have given us, Father, to bring you glory in the name of Jesus. Dear Father, I pray that you just use me right now, dear God, to pour out your words of wisdom, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray all this in your precious Son's name. Amen. Today, I'd like to talk about relationships. And when we think about relationships, we may think of significant others. And we go to a scripture in 2 Corinthians where it says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. But I think of our lives and divine appointments with people that we put in there as more than just our significant others. All of our relationships should be based on scripture. And I look through the Bible and God tests his people. And I give it as clear instructions that the Bible is showing us that we not only are tested by God, but we should test others in their relationship with us. It tells us to test the spirits in 1 John. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. When we come to people, we should throw small questions out there and see if there's any spiritual thought or spiritual revelation through their words. We should look for the good. We're looking for Jesus in their words. Because who we let in close to us is important. If we are letting people that are not on the same page as us or thinking in the same way, they could hinder our walk with God. They could bring us down. I'm not saying that we should shun them and turn our back on them. I'm saying that we should beware of these people that are in our close circles that we are trusting with our innermost secrets. Are we growing with these people? Are we trying to help them? I know that it says in Genesis when God tested Abraham. This is an example of how we should do. If God's testing us, we should test others to see if we should continue in a strong relationship or if we should be on the fence with them. Now, as a witness, we should go out and tell people about Christ. But as being in a day-to-day conversation with people, we need to examine this person and their spiritual life. Are we going to grow with this person? Are we going to get spiritual insight from this person? Are they seeking out God's wisdom in their life as long as we are us? I just think it is a very important lesson that we overlook in our lives. Do we go out and see people and ask them questions and see if they reveal to us the Spirit of God within them? I think this is a very, very important thing, especially in today's society. It has been watered down and diluted, and the normal now is people getting killed and people getting doing crimes for just no reason whatsoever. It's just like normal that kids are getting brought up in this kind of situation. So I think that we should be wary in the people that we bring into our closest inner circle. I believe that if we think that they're going to hold us back from that drive, from that that fire that is inside of us to seek out God with our entire heart, that we should check ourselves. We should be wary about what kind of influence that person is having on our spiritual life, because the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we let a non-believer or a believer that is not equally yoked with our drive, with our want, with our with what we're seeking in life, then it's going to hold us back. We're going to start diluting our morals. We're going to start diluting what God's really wanting for us. So I think that we should just put those things first. I think we should test the spirits with each and every contact we have and let God direct those relationships. He has divine appointments. He puts people in our lives daily for us to speak to, for us to witness to, for us to testify to about what God's doing in our life. We need to be on point about how much we need to let that person into our life by not just interacting with what we have going on, but ask questions and let the Spirit work through that person, because God will speak through that person to you. This was just something that was laid on my heart, especially being in a recovery program where I have to examine my life on a daily basis and see where I'm falling short. That way I can ask God to help me and strengthen me in those areas. I think it's not only healthy for me to test the areas in my life where I may be dealing with my attitude or with my anger or with my lust, but I think it is also healthy for me to ask, where should I test other people? Because when we test others, we're exercising what God has done for us. It may sharpen that person. It may give them that self-examination of where they're falling short and give the opportunity for the Spirit to work in their lives. So I just think it is a very healthy and strong message that we have been overlooking in our lives in the Bible. And I pray that this word will touch your hearts, and I pray that you go out and use it today. I know that Scripture says that if we take this seed and we start to immediately use it and practice it, we do not give the devil the opportunity to steal it from us. So I pray that you go out and use this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And thank you for coming to listen.